Hey, everybody, this is Ashton Shepherd, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Have you ever rode a dirt road with the windows rolled down, smelling that honeysuckle vine? Riding for no reason, and you're looking, not seeing a house but every few miles. Have you ever been rocking on the porch with your daddy, watching the world turn slow? That's where country grows. Have you ever seen a young boy open up the door for an old lady walking in slow? Pour a shoe polish hard on a second-hand car saying, Shelly loves Billy on the window. Have you ever heard a mama cry saying goodbye, but she knows her soldier's gotta go? That's where country grows. For the wrong you've done. Oh, it's in the earth, in the church, and the words that we speak slow. That's where country grows. Oh, you bow your head to Jesus, 'cause he's where it all comes from. That's where country grows. That's where country grows. Have you ever heard a song that changed your life coming through the radio? That's where country grows.
Carry on the interviews. Ashton Shepherd now.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Tell me a bit about yourself, because this is what your new album is. What, the first one for about 2 years?
Yeah, we are doing an independent album, and it has been out now for about a year. It's exclusively available, the physical copy, on AshtonShepherd.com. It's available everywhere digital music is sold, and you can also buy it digitally through my website. A little bit cheaper than iTunes. I have them listed for 89 cents a song there. And we're really excited about it, and we're here for CMA Fest Week. We just signed a bunch of autographs for fans, and which is really exciting to me because, you know, you always like to know as an artist that you're remembered and the fans still want to meet you. And
because you, what was the because you had a major deal, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah, I did. My first two records were released through MCA Nashville, so, you know, I was fortunate to have a lot of success with that and gain a lot of fans and a major platform to go back to as an independent artist now, and it helps me to be able to work that independent side of it and that market, to have that platform.
Just give me a couple of those songs that were hits.
Sound So Good, Taking Off His Pain, Where Country Grows, Look It Up. We had a nice little handful.
That's good. I mean, a lot of artists have had the same thing. They set up their own label or go with an independent label. But do you have more freedom now?
Yeah, I do. You know, and with more freedom, choice-wise, of course, that comes with less, maybe per se, advertising or less visibility, because, you know, you don't have the major money behind you for radio, for one thing, because that's just, I mean, you can spend, sometimes there's, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars goes into these singles and whatnot. So you have to cut on some things, but the wonderful part about today's marketplace is social networking, and the fact that the internet is so huge, and places like YouTube and Facebook, and you know, we're growing Facebook daily, sometimes 100 likes a day, and it's amazing to watch that kind of movement and growth. And so that's sort of what feeds me, is knowing that, you know, the fans are still there. We've just got to figure out a way to get the music to them and let them know it's still available.
So I see you've got a cookery program on TV. Tell me about that.
Well, it's also, I actually haven't been calling it this. About a month or two ago, I thought, well, I am producing my own cooking show, because it's all what I call ad lib. It's not scripted. I do it all from my own kitchen, and I started out with a little online television network, and then I just moved it all to my own website and thought, well, we'll grow it from there and from, you know, YouTube, and have episodes that people can watch, and it fits well with my demographic, I feel like, because, you know, country music fans love to eat country old soul food, and so that's what I'm also doing, that and looking into the possibility of maybe doing a cookbook this fall around Christmas. And so we got a lot of different things going on.
And the current single?
The current single is 17 Again. It's a song I wrote about being able to look back, even though, you know, I'm 27 now, and I think, you know, I feel like there's got to be a way for us all to sort of go back mentally, to just let go for a minute. You know, sometimes like we're all so moving so fast and busy, and we're always, you know, with me, I'm running my own company, and I've got two children at home, and, you know, it can get a little bit overwhelming. And I think, golly, I just want to go back to feeling 17 again sometimes. So that's what that song's about. And I hope it is as relatable to people as it is to me.
Thank you for talking to us. We'll be playing that straight after this interview.
Yeah, well, y'all keep up with us, and I appreciate the support and the interview and the chance to tell people. You know, AshtonShepherd.com is sort of my center base for everything. That's where everyone can get my music, they can get the cooking show, they can, you know, see what I've been doing, they can read my news, they can become a fan club member. Everything lives there, so that kind of simplifies it for everybody.
Okay, our special guest here, 17 Again. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey everybody, this is Ashton Shepherd, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Never just enjoy the ride. We don't even have the radio on. Guess I'm stressed in life, says the bags under my eyes. Is this really what it means to be grown? And on the way back, it hit me that the girl I used to be, laughing and having fun, and I didn't even